Welcome to Recovery Talks, a Fairbanks podcast where experts from Fairbanks Treatment and Recovery Center, located in Indianapolis, Indiana, take time to discuss unique aspects of addiction, substance use disorder, and recovery, as well as other relevant topics with our guest. I'm your host, Kathleen Gill. I've worked at Fairbanks since 2007, and I am also a woman in long-term recovery. Today on Recovery Talks, we're joined by Rochelle Gardner, the Chief Operating Officer of Hope Academy, and Rachel Beeler, the Alternative Peer Group Coordinator. Alternative Peer Group is also known as GPS, or Guiding Paths to Success. This is a peer-based, family-centered program that promotes positive peer support for young people and their families struggling with substance use issues and self-destructive behaviors. Rochelle and Rachel have both generously offered time with us today, and I thank you both so much for being here. Rochelle, tell me about this exciting new program for Hope Academy.
Well, it is exciting. I've been wanting to kind of roll this program out for 4 or 5 years after I saw Generation Found, which is a documentary on young people in recovery in Houston, Texas. This model, alternative peer groups, comes to us from Houston, where they have 5 or 6 of them, an evidence-based kind of program. And really what it's doing is creating a community of young people in recovery and giving them a place, the space to be kids, and teaching them, you know, kind of how to grow up, learn life skills, but have friends and really focusing on the social aspects of friendship and in recovery. And so it's been a dream of mine to be able to do that. And we've been gracious enough to have a grant from the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services to help kind of launch this pilot. And so I really wanted someone that understood young people, that is a young person, you know, kind of create this really cool place and space for young people here in Indianapolis to realize what it's like to be in recovery. And so it just so happened that Rachel had just graduated. She's an alum from Hope, but just graduated from the University of Michigan with her MSW, and kind of all fell in place that she was the one to start this program. So we're in the process of getting it launched and really excited to be able to talk about it today.
So Rochelle, you mentioned this documentary called Generation Found that kind of portrays what an alternative peer group might be about. Is that something that would help people gain a better understanding of what this program is all about?
Yeah, you can. I think it's on Amazon, or I mean, you can get it anywhere, I think. But yeah, it portrays really, you know, the continuum of care that Houston has for young people, to include recovery high schools, alternative peer groups, both in very diverse sections of their city. And it really portrays, you know, the importance of what we need to do to wrap ourselves around young people trying to get clean from drugs and alcohol, or, you know, stay abstinent from use, and learning skills that all along the way that will just help them as they launch into young adulthood.
It sounds like Texas has really been a leader in recovery high schools and the peer group programs. Rachel, my understanding is that you had the opportunity to travel to Texas and actually get to experience firsthand a functioning alternative peer group.
Yes. So I got to go and visit Teen and Family Services, so that's TAFS as well. And that's, it is in Houston, Texas. And that is one of their APG programs that they have. So I got to go down there and visit and ask questions and meet with the members there. And it was awesome because you come into this space that's specifically designed for young people. You know, it's awesome. They have games and pool tables and computers for homework and couches and ping pong and all this great stuff, you know. So, and they can come there and they can hang out. And then they, you know, they have their groups as well. They have their recovery coaches, and, you know, it's for them, it had such a huge community feel to it. And it was like, they were all best friends. So they went to school together, and then they hung out after school together, and that built such a strong base for their recovery. that, you know, whether they were doing good or whether they might be struggling, they had a place to go and they had people to talk to. So it was really exciting to see all of that and the progress that they've made and hear the success stories from these students and hear what they love about the program.
Fantastic. So, Rachel, you are an alumni of Hope Academy.
Yes.
What year did you graduate Hope?
2011.
2011. Mm-hmm. So, and here you are working for Hope Academy
right
now.
Full circle.
Full circle. That is fantastic. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up on the north side. I started having issues and getting involved with substances around the age of 14. And by my junior year, I had been expelled and gotten in trouble with the law. And that's what took me to Fairbanks. But at the same time, we didn't know how I was going to graduate high school. And that's where we found out about Hope Academy. And, you know, after all these other schools said, you know, they want to basically take me as a student. So I didn't even know if I was going to graduate high school. So we found Hope, and I started attending there once I got out of Fairbanks. And I was there for the next year until I graduated. You know, I went on, and I started at community colleges in Indy, and then I moved to Illinois. I went to Northern Illinois University for my bachelor's, and then I got my master's in social work from the University of Michigan and finished that up this past December.
When you were pursuing your master's in social work, did you know that you wanted to work in the field of addictions?
Yes, I do have a passion for working with young people especially, and also with just having not just personal experience with substance use disorder, but knowing so many people who have, like, my life is kind of surrounded by this disease, not just, you know, friends, but my entire community, you know, and now it's an epidemic.
Rachel, if there was a program like Guiding Paths to Success when you were younger, what would that have meant to you?
I think it would have been really beneficial to what I was going through and helping me to progress as a young person. Because once I got away from drugs and alcohol, I didn't know what to do. Because most of my day was doing drugs or finding drugs or figuring out how to get them, that I didn't really do anything else. So getting off of drugs and into recovery was a complete 180. And, you know, being young, like, you're supposed to have hobbies and interests and all this stuff, and I didn't have that. So when people ask, like, what do you do for fun? I didn't know what to say for, like, the first 2 years. I didn't know how to answer that question. And I think this is going to basically, like, fill that gap for teens and young people who have gone through the same thing, you know, because it's going to show them, how are you going to have a life when all you've known or a lot of what you've known is drugs or is alcohol? And this gives them that platform to decide, who do you want to be? What do you want to do? How do you want to live your life?
Right. And it is so difficult for young kids when they are embracing recovery. So many of their peers are using, and it really is a challenge for them to stay clean and sober. So tell me a little bit more about this alternative peer group.
So the APG, we're starting, calling it Guiding Paths to Success, kind of like what Rochelle said, be an after-school program for at-risk youth with either substance use disorders or abstaining from drugs and alcohol. So it'll be a place where they can come and hang out and get help with homework or tutoring, and we'll have groups, we'll have individual group and family therapy. And like she said, the main aspect is that social piece. So teaching and showing them how to have fun in sobriety. We just know that community piece, that peer-to-peer support and the peer mentoring is so crucial to any sort of sobriety for young people or older adults. We just know that with young people, it can be harder to find in traditional 12-step groups.
That is so important for people to realize that they can continue doing things that they loved and enjoyed when without the substances.
Right.
I think a lot of people's fear that they will never be able to have fun or fit into any groups, and so this gives them a true group to be with a very like-minded people that are striving to stay clean and sober.
Right.
That's fabulous. You mentioned family support. Talk to me a little bit about what that looks like.
So we do have the multi-family group once a week where you'll get together with all the other members, students involved, along with their families, and we'll have a multi-group family with that. So people can check in, they can bring concerns, they can get support from everyone else who's going through very similar experiences. So they get to build their own community as well while their children are doing the same thing with their own peers. So then after that family group, we split to where students and members, they'll go over and they'll do a recovery management or a relapse prevention group, while the parents will have their own group so they can talk maybe more freely without their teens present and continue to get that support from other parents going through those same experiences.
Fantastic. So I know in the treatment of care with Fairbanks, there is, once the clients are done with that treatment of care, having some way to continue on and stay connected and stay plugged in to people who are like-minded and desiring to build up a community around them is just critically important to long-term sobriety. And it sounds like this program is designed specifically to create that kind of environment for the young kids. That's fantastic. What else do we need to know about the GPS program?
We're still a big misnomer. So we're hoping that the GPS program will kind of help bring new kids in to getting that support around their substance use and learning new skills, and then maybe needing the high school as well. But we're really hoping that the community, this community of ours, will kind of identify and you know, refer kids to a program like this. We know that, you know, the time of highest use for young people is between 3 and 7, after school and before parents get home. And so we're hoping that this program can kind of fill a gap for parents and at the same time, you know, kind of teach new skills to our young people and give them a place where they can feel to be a place where they can be real and feel safe and supported and with like-minded young people.
So, Rachel, once you have individuals enrolled in this program, what can they expect?
So they can expect to come in. We'll have sort of an interview process. We'll figure out what's going to work best for them. Does that mean coming Monday through Friday? Does that mean coming, you know, for our group days? You know, what's going to work best for them in their schedule and what do they need? So, and then on top of that, so this is year-round, but we do switch our hours during the summer, so it takes up more of those day hours. Around 10 to 4-ish or so, we'll switch and continue to have our program, continue with therapy and social and all the fun activities we'll be doing during this summer as well.
So this can be tailor-made to each
participant. Right. Yeah. So it depends. You know, maybe you're already seeing and, you know, outside sources for family therapy and you don't want individual family therapy here. And maybe that's something you're really looking for. Whatever each individual needs and what each family needs is best catered to.
So how will a program like Guiding Paths to Success benefit a teen?
So that is one of my favorite parts about this program and alternative peer groups in general is, you know, because we have the community, we have the peer support and the social and fun aspects, and all of that is absolutely fantastic. But we also know that research has shown tremendous results with these programs. So I know there is one study that showed that those involved in the program who completed the program, over 89% had 2-year rates of sobriety. And another one showing that it, you know, these APG programs increase rates of abstinence by 200 to 300%. I just feel like that's really not seen anywhere, where, you know, they give statistics of, you know, those coming out of treatment, 50% relapse within the first year. And I think for adolescents, that is 75%. So to hear that this program increases rates of abstinence by 200 to 300%, it's pretty crazy.
That is significant increases
right.
in results.
Right. Because you're surrounded by people who are not just going through the exact same thing, but, you know, you common experiences. And, you know, they get to love and accept each other for where they're at, where most people, if you haven't lived through this, you know, you can be understanding and you can be knowledgeable, but you don't exactly, you can't be in it, I guess.
Right.
So having that, knowing someone else is really important.
How many recovery high schools are there?
So there's about 40 recovery high schools around the country. We're the only one in the Midwest, although we're mentoring a school in Columbus, Ohio.
So GPS, Guiding Path to Success. It's an alternative peer group program offered at Hope Academy High School. And how does one get involved with a program like this?
So you can go to the Hope Academy website. If you go under the Resources tab, you can find GPS talked about there. You can get my contact information.
And tell me again, Rochelle, when will that launch?
So that will launch on May 1st.
And there's an open house April 11th.
And you can go to hopeacademyrhs.org, which is the website, and click resources, and you'll see the description of Guiding Path to Success, and soon there'll be an application.
Okay. So, and so the open house is going to provide an opportunity to come and be able to see and hear more about what this program will offer.
Yeah. So we're opening it up to parents, schools, probation, other treatment providers, so that they can come, they can see Hope Academy, and they can also see the space that we'll be doing the GPS program in. For now, we're hoping that we'll be so big we have to expand to a larger space. So
what is the capacity for?
So right now in the space we're in, we're looking at probably 20 to 25 kids, but we're hoping to expand that.
Is this program available for only students at Hope Academy High School?
Nope. So it's located at Hope Academy, but it's open to any and all high schoolers who have found alcohol and drugs to negatively impact their life in some way.
What advice would you give to teens or young adults who may have a friend in this situation that needs support? It's always so scary to take that first step.
I would say know what resources are available to you. And also to, I'd say listening is really important, because I think a lot of times with addiction or substance use disorders, a lot of times I think people like to point fingers, you know, because thought of as a choice or like poor moral grounds or something like that. And it's really not, you know, it's science and research and, you know, it's a brain disease. So remembering that, and that, you know, while maybe the first time someone picks up is a choice, going beyond that is, you know, it progressively gets out more and more out of their control. And a lot of times people are very ashamed of what they're doing, which is why there's a lot of lying and manipulating and, you know, all these things we don't like to see. But people are, they're doing the best they can to help themselves not feel whatever they're feeling, and to try and be accepting of that and understanding, you know, because I feel like it kind of goes back to that, like, fun in recovery. Like, how am I going to have fun again? Well, I wasn't having fun after the first month. Yes. It wasn't fun anymore. It stopped being fun very quickly. And that's pretty frequently the case with young people. Addiction is not fun. Having someone who's going to be there and to listen and, you know, to understand in the way that they can and to get help without being stigmatized or looked down upon or, you know, any of those things, no one wants that.
Well, and I think you really hit on an important topic, and that is bringing awareness of the variety of resources that are available between Hope Academy High School and Fairbanks for adolescent, whether it's treatment, whether it's education specifically on, using, whether it's truly coming to a high school that is a charter high school, tuition-free high school that is focused on abstinence and recovery, whether it is the GPS peer group supports. There are so many different resources in our community and different levels where people can at least come and explore. You know, whether you are a parent who is exploring, becoming aware that your child is dabbling and using or experimenting or getting into legal trouble and having more consequences with use of alcohol or drugs, whether you are the school system and you're dealing with the students who are working with these kids, whether it is, as you said, the legal system, it is so critically important that we make sure that the resources that are available are well known. And that is the exact reason why this podcast is so important, to be able to let individuals know. And so we hope that people will share this podcast with anybody that you know might be struggling with beginnings, middle, or deep into addiction in their family. And we just thank you very, very much for being here, both Rochelle and Rachel. It has been a fabulous opportunity to talk about this fabulous new program that is getting ready to launch. We will have an open house April 11th that you can come and learn more about alternative peer groups and the benefits and how that will help with long-term recovery. So Rachel and Rochelle, thank you so very much for joining me today. At Fairbanks, we like to say together we can, and that means we can do more together. Rachel, if I was to ask you to end our podcast, how would you finish the statement, together we can?
Together we can. Have fun in recovery.
Amen. Yes, we can. I think that is the very important element to realize, that you can have fun in recovery. Thank you all for joining us today. This has been Recovery Talks, a Fairbanks podcast. If you or a loved one need support in the journey of recovery, the experts at Fairbanks Treatment and Recovery Center are here for you. And Hope Academy High School is the best kept secret in Indianapolis and is available for you as well. Please visit our website at www.fairbankscd.org, or to get more information on Hope Academy, please visit hopeacademyrhs.org. That stands for Recovery High School. Again, hopeacademyrhs.org. Or please call 1-800-225-HOPE for immediate help. Or call the Adolescent Helpline at 317-691-7119, which is available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Thank you for listening today.